WXCO.FM. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Wausau West Sports on 98.9 WXCO is brought to you by the Cloverbelt Credit Union, Red Robin Restaurants, Sun Printing, the Wausau West Athletic Department, and Coast to Coast Marketing. It's now time for Wausau West Sports on your home for the Warriors, 98.9 WXCO. And good evening, everyone, and welcome to Wausau West Warrior High School Boys Basketball on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.FM. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Apologize, we had a few technical issues, but thanks to Drew Smith back at our headquarters in Madison, got that all squared away and on the air for Warrior Boys Basketball. Not at the tip, so you've missed nothing. So we're ready to go in just a few moments. Wausau West taking on Green Bay East. Warriors are 8-4 overall. They are 3-2 in the Wisconsin Valley Conference in a second-place tie in the WVC with Stevens Point. It's been a solid season for the Warriors, but a tough one on Tuesday night when they lost to first-place Marshfield 50-29. They'll look to get back on the winning track here this evening. Green Bay East, no sugarcoating, they have struggled. They are 0-10 so far this season. In fact, they have a 44-game losing streak in all competition going back 2 years. It's been a deep struggle for the Red Devils, but it is a team that does have some talent. So, again, for Wausau West, they cannot afford to take this one lightly here this evening. We're going to take a quick timeout and then come back, have the starting lineups and the opening tip. It's Wausau West against Green Bay East. Wausau West Warrior High School Boys Basketball on 98.9 WXCO.
Hungry for flavor-packed fun?
Dive into Red Robin's sizzling burgers, mouth-watering fries, and endless options.
Or maybe you're craving the perfect slice.
Then it's Donato's Pizza, your passport to pizza perfection.
Order now and treat yourself to an unforgettable taste experience.
Red Robin and Donato's Pizza, 2255 48 Rib Mountain Drive in Wausau.
Call 715-301-0019 or log on redrobin.com.
Red Robin and Donato's Pizza.
Yum. For more than 60 years, Sun Printing has been Central Wisconsin's commercial printer of choice due to their commitment to quality, creative solutions, and dedicated service. Sun Printing's team offers you a wide spectrum of services, whether you need vehicle graphics, offset, digital, large format, graphic design, or mailing. They print everything under the sun. No project is too big or too small, so give Sun Printing a call at 845-4911 or visit them online at sunprinting.com.
Looking for the best in website design and digital marketing? Look no further than Coast to Coast Marketing, Central Wisconsin's number one choice. We're not just about building great websites, we're about building our community too. That's why for every website you purchase, we'll donate 10% of the sale to the school of your choice. Imagine growing your business while giving back to local schools. It's a win-win. Visit c2cmarketing.com or call 715-379-7460 today and make a difference with your business and your community.
And Chad Holmes back from the Wausau West High School Fieldhouse as we are nearly set for basketball between the Wausau West Warriors and the Green Bay East Red Devils. Let's take a look at the starting lineup for tonight's game. First of all, for Green Bay East, member of the Bay Conference, number one, Quincy Shields, a 6'2" junior. Shields averaging 18.1 points per game. Number three, Matula Safiri. He is a 5'8 junior. He is averaging 7.7 points per game. Number five, Jeremiah Jordan. He is a senior, 6'3" tall. He's averaging 12.2 points per game. Number 31, Jordan Cooper, a senior, 6'1" tall, averaging 4 points per game. and number 34, Lekevian Ganagan, a senior, 6'4" tall, averaging 5.9 points per game. Again, for Green Bay East, Quincy Shields, Matula Safiri, Jeremiah Jordan, Jordan Cooper, Lekevian Ganagan. Head coach of Green Bay East is J.D. DeVault. For the Wausau West Warriors, 8-4 overall, 3-2 in the Wisconsin Valley Conference, number 0, Karji Cooper, a 6'3" junior, 11.6 points, 5.5 rebounds per game. Number 2, Marcus McDonald, a 6-foot senior, 2.6 points, 2.9 rebounds per game. Number 3, Griffin Lang, a 6-foot senior, 12 points and 4.1 rebounds per game. Number 10, Bennett Mattson, a 6'2 senior, 12.3 points and 3.6 rebounds per game. And number 23, Nico Federici, he is a senior, 6'4" tall, averaging 7.6 points and 4.2 rebounds per game. Again, for West, Karji Cooper, Marcus McDonald, Griffin Lang, Bennett Mattson, and Nico Federici. Head coach of the Warriors is Nate Lemons. Warriors in the home white with the dark blue numerals and the gold trim. Green Bay East in the road black with the red numerals and the white trim. Wausau West going from right to left in front of my broadcast position in the first half of play. There's the tip, and we are underway, controlled by Wausau West. Griffin Lang moves it right to Bennett Mattson. Mattson on the wing, 20 feet from the basket. Oh, and a miscommunication, and the ball thrown into the backcourt. Not the way you want to start. Miscommunication, over and back violation, and the ball turned over to Green Bay East. We were over in Green Bay last season when these teams met, and it was a competitive game. The Warriors able to pull it out late. Into the forecourt comes Green Bay East. Red Devils between the circles. Jeremiah Jordan moves it right wing side to Ganagan. Back out top. Holding it near the center circle is Jordan, back on the right wing side. With it is Shields. Working the perimeter right now is Green Bay East. Matula Safiri gets it on the right wing side to Shields. Shields into the right corner. That's Cooper. Cooper looked baseline, got stopped. Now back in the right corner. With it is Shields. He'll look baseline. He steps on the end line, out of bounds, and the ball over to Wausau West. So each team with a turnover still looking for the first shot. 17-23 to go first half. Still no score. Wausau West will bring it up court. Excuse me. Griffin Lang over the timeline. Lang about 30 feet from the basket. Gives it to McDonald. McDonald right wing side. Karji Cooper. His pass deflected. Karji gets it back. Cooper into the lane. Cooper to the basket. Lays it up and in. Almost a turnover, but Karji Cooper went after that deflection. Able to grab it. Get to the hole. Get the basket. And West up 2-0. Matula Safiri into the forecourt for Green Bay East. Safiri 18 feet from the basket. Left wing side Jordan. Now into the lane, stripped away. Ball goes into the backcourt, and Marcus McDonald will get there first, and he'll be bumped, and he'll be fouled. Ball was knocked into the backcourt. It was not going to be an over-and-back violation. It was a loose basketball. McDonald able to get there before Safiri, and the foul will be called on Matula Safiri. First foul on Green Bay East. First foul on either side here tonight. Inbounding it out of the Warriors. Good inbounds play, laid up and in. Lane got it into Bennett Mattson for the layup. So 4-0 Wausau West. The junior, 5'8" tall, Matula Safiri, will bring it over the timeline for Green Bay East. Moves it on the left wing side. Taken there by Jeremiah Jordan. Jordan now moves it right back to Safiri. Safiri dribbles, looking to penetrate. Now he'll back it up to the right wing side, 18 feet from the basket. Stops his dribble, needs some help. Gives it off, taken there by Cooper. Cooper back to Safiri. Safiri moves it left wing side, Jordan. Jordan, 22 feet from the basket. Now into lane. Lost the basketball. Tipped up and picked up by the Warriors and Griffin Lang. Lang gets it at McDonald. McDonald to the hole. Lays it up. Yes, and a foul. So Marcus McDonald on the transition gets the basket. Now has a chance for a three-point play. And a very quick start for the Warriors. A minute 58 in, leading 6-0. That is the second foul on Safiri. He will take a seat on the bench. And DJ Cooper. I couldn't read my own handwriting there. DJ Gordon comes in for Green Bay East. Believe me, I'll get that right. Gordon in, Safiri out. Free throw is made by Marcus McDonald. Three-point play, and the Warriors have a 7-0 lead. Into the front court comes Green Bay East. With it out top is Gordon. Gordon passed, rolled on away. Picked up by Nico Federici. Federici of the hole, and it's blocked. coming from behind was Gordon. Blocks that layup attempt. Big play made by Green Bay East. Great play by Gordon. And now back into the forecourt comes Green Bay East. Between the circles, Quincy Shields moves it near side. Jordan Cooper. Cooper, 30 feet from the basket. Cooper dribbles with the right hand. Cooper to the right corner, stops. Gets it on the wing to Gordon. Gordon looking inside, posting up his Gonigan. Gonigan gets it back out. Now a penetration move by Jordan. Jordan steps out of bounds, but also walked with the basketball. They'll call the travel, but they could have also said he stepped on the end line. So the Warriors up 7-0, get it back. Griffin Lang will bring it up court, gets it over to Karji Cooper. Back to Lang. Left wing side, Marcus McDonald. McDonald in front of the Green Bay East bench. Hits the cutter. Bennett Mattson, left corner, Cooper. Cooper back out top, McDonald. McDonald, right wing side, Griffin Lang. Lang into the right corner, stops his dribble, passes it off. Near the right elbow, Federici, back on the right-hand side. Three-pointer is good for Griffin Lang. Lang, after trying to work his way in, got it to Federici, then kicked himself back into the right corner and hits the 20-footer. 10-0 Wausau West. Four different Warriors already on the score sheet. With it out top is Quincy Shields. Shields, 23 feet from the basket, now looking to penetrate. Goes to the hole, tipped away, grabbed by Jordan, and he double dribbles. Double dribble on Jeremiah Jordan, and it's been a very slow start here for Green Bay East. And the Warriors, up by 10, get the ball back. The defense doing a great job against Shields. Shields averaging more than 18 points per game. Warriors right now in his grill big time, have not allowed him even a shot attempt up to this point. Marcus McDonald moves it left, Bennett Mattson. Mattson further left, Cooper. Cooper near the left elbow, Federici. Federici, 17 feet from the basket, out top, Griffin Lang. Lang fakes the three, back to Federici. Federici into the lane, stops at the left block, kick back out. With it again is Griffin Lang. Lang will back it up, 30 feet from the hole. Now moves right, taken by Cooper. Cooper dribbles between the circles. Cooper down on the right-hand side. Federici near the right block, up, and he has it blocked, but a foul will be called. LeKevion Gonigan went up for the block, got the ball, got the arm, and that means free throws coming up for Nico Federici. 6'4" senior, Nico Federici, 7.6 points, 4.2 rebounds per game. Number one on Gonigan, number three on the team. Free throw is good. First substitution of the game, as Miles Waldvogel will come in for West, replacing Marcus McDonald. Second free throw, good as well. So Federici 2-for-2. And now all five starters on the score sheet for Wausau West. 12-0 Warriors, 13:48 to go in the first half. Right-hand side with it is Jordan. Jordan gets it out top. That is DJ Gordon. Gordon moves it left wing side. With it is Gonigan. Gonigan near the center circle to Jeremiah Jordan. Jordan moves it on the left wing. On the dribble is Quincy Shields, and he throws it away. Picked up by Miles Waldvogel. Waldvogel to the right wing. Waldvogel inside Mattson. Mattson on the block, right-hand side. Kicks it back on the right wing to Waldvogel. Waldvogel, left wing side. With it is Karji Cooper. Cooper on the dribble penetration, goes to the hole. Contact, but he makes the shot nevertheless. That was a tough finish by Karji Cooper. There was contact. I thought there could have been a whistle, but he kissed it off the window, and a timeout call by Green Bay East. 13:14 to go in the first half. It is 14-0 Warriors. Back in a moment here on 98.9 WXCO. Thanks to the Wausau West Athletic Department for their continued support of our broadcast of Wausau West Warrior Athletics on Bow Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. Thanks for listening to our broadcast on the radio, but we want to see you out and about cheering on Wausau West student athletes in action. To find out your next opportunity to see the Warriors, go to WisconsinValleyConference.org and click on Wausau West. Well, we couldn't script it much better for the Warriors to begin. 14-0 Wausau West, not even 5 minutes into the game. Now the Warriors set up a trap in the half court. On the right wing side, Quincy Shields. Shields then thrown away, but it goes off the hands of Wausau West. Trying to save it on the far sideline was Griffin Lang, but could not do so. And the ball will stay with Green Bay East. So the Warriors out of the timeout, coming out with a 1-3-1 trap near the center line. With it is Shields. Shields moves it left wing. Now pass inside and a timeout again, I believe, called by Green Bay East as they want to be able to adjust to the half-court trap. So a second timeout called by Green Bay East with 12:50 to go in the first half. And the Warriors up 14-0. Give us a chance to remind you about our upcoming broadcast schedule. Coming up tomorrow, I will be making a long trip down to Mequon. I will be with the Central Wisconsin Storm tomorrow as the Storm will take on the Lakeshore Lightning. We'll have coverage from the Ozaki Ice Arena starting at with the pregame show at 1:30 and the opening faceoff at 1:45. That's Storm Hockey tomorrow afternoon, 1:30, right here on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. So now Green Bay East will inbound it on the baseline. Taking on the left wing side. Out top is Gordon. Gordon moves it right over to Shields. Shields now rotated right wing side. Taking it there is Jeremiah Jordan. Gets it between the circles to DJ Gordon. Gordon dribbles with the left hand. Now stops, moves it right wing side. Now on the dribble is Jordan. Jordan going to the hole. Kicks it left wing. Three-point attempt. Way off the mark. An air ball from Gordon. Battle for the loose ball. Out of bounds off of Green Bay East. So the goose egg still up there for the Red Devils. Wausau West gets it back. 14-0 lead for the Warriors. Miles Wahlvogel will bring it up court for Wausau West. He'll cross the timeline. Wahlvogel moves it right wing side to Kargi Cooper. Cooper gets it back out top. Now rotated left-hand side. With it is Wahlvogel. Wahlvogel kicks it corner. Jumper is short, no good by Bennett Mattson. Rebound grabbed by Federici. Federici kicks it left-hand side. With it is Wahlvogel. Wahlvogel into the lane. Kicks it back off to Griffin Lang. Lang top of the key. Lang into the lane. Lang to the basket. Lays it up, no good. Follows it up. Lays it up and in. Offensive rebound and basket for Griffin Lang. He has 5 points, and the Warriors now lead 16-0. Again, Warriors coming out trying to erase the memory of what happened last Tuesday night in that loss to Marshfield and doing the job up to this point. Right now, discombobulated is Green Bay East. Bobbled and now grabbed by Jeremiah Jordan. Gets it out top, DJ Gordon. Now on the left wing side. With it is Gonigan. Back just right at the top of the key, Gordon. He'll try a three. Off the bark. A little bit strong. Rebound Lang. Now back up court comes Wausau West. Into the forecourt. With it is Miles Wahlvogel. Gives it off. With it is Lang. Lang looks down low. Off the fingertips of Mattson. And picked off by Green Bay East. Back up court. Mattson did a nice job saving it, but grabbed by the Red Devils. Three-pointer for Cooper is off the mark. Rebound taken down by Nico Federici. Boy, not even close right now are Green Bay East. They have come off the bus, not shooting very well here tonight. Warriors back into the front court. Right wing side, Griffin Lang. Lang, 23 feet from the basket, works around the screen. Now moved on the right-hand side, Federici. Hands it off to Wahlvogel. Wahlvogel, bounce pass, left wing side, Cooper. Cooper to the right elbow, cutting. Oh, beautiful touch pass, Lang inside to Federici. Going baseline was Lang. He took the feed and then a touch pass to his teammate on the left-hand side of the lane, Federici, for an easy layup. Well done, well-executed passing by the Warriors. It's now 18-0. Between the circles, Green Bay East, right wing side. Quincy Shields tries a three, no good. Rebound is grabbed by Gonigan on the far side, and a whistle and a tie-up with the arrow pointing towards Green Bay East. Jackson Riley comes in for the Warriors. Also, Brady Phelps taking a seat will be Griffin Lang and Bennett Mattson. So the Warriors setting up and the inbounds play under the offensive basket for Green Bay East. Taken on the left wing side by Jordan Cooper. Cooper out top, bobbled and grabbed by Safiri. Back in with those two personal fouls. Safiri dribbles between the circles. Safiri into the lane. Safiri to the basket. Lays it up. Rolls off. No good. That was the best looking shot that Green Bay East has had, but did not drop in for Safiri. Warriors back up court. Three-pointer for Federici from the top of the key is no good. And the rebound's grabbed by Safiri. Back up court comes Green Bay East. Going to the basket. Laid up. No good by Jeremiah Jordan. And the rebound's grabbed by West and Jackson Riley. Riley, right wing side, Waldvogel. Back to Riley, right wing, three-pointer. Little bit strong, no good. Long rebound, chased down by Jeremiah Jordan for Green Bay East. Back into the front court come the Red Devils. 18-0 Warriors, 9:30 to go in the half. Into the lane, nowhere to go for Safiri, moves it left corner. Now back on the left wing side, Quincy Shields. Between the circles, Safiri. Safiri, pass goes between the fingertips of Jordan. Jordan saves it into the hands of Shields in the deep left corner. On the wing, Safiri. Safiri, 22 feet from the basket. Safiri into the lane. Stops, now needs some help. Moves it right-hand side to Jordan. Jordan, baseline. Jordan is bumped, and that will be a foul. And that will be the first foul called on the Warriors here tonight. Kharji Cooper called for the foul. Kharji will stay in as he thought he's coming out, but he stays in as Marcus McDonald comes in. And Miles Waldvogel will take a break. Green Bay East will inbound it. Having trouble, and then finally tossed it just in time to Cooper on the right wing side. And then a hand check and a foul coming up on Brady Phelps. Number one on Brady, and of course number two on the Warriors as they just had their first foul mere seconds earlier. So now Green Bay East will inbound on the baseline under their offensive basket. Taken out top. With it is Brant Craw. Craw moves it left wing side to Shields. Shields between the circles, Jordan Cooper. Cooper hits the cutter. Down low, and a pass intended for Shields off the mark from Jeremiah Jordan. And that goes out of bounds for a Green Bay East turnover. Green Bay East played Wausau East earlier this season. It was over in Green Bay. 86-63, the Lumberjacks defeated the Red Devils. Back up court comes West. On the left wing side, Kharji Cooper. Kharji works his way between the circles. Cooper, a bounce pass out top, Federici drops it down low. With it is Brady Phelps, and he will be fouled. Wait, nope, they didn't call a foul. Boy, I think a three-second violation. Yep. So the ball turned over to Green Bay East. Back into the forecourt, Quincy Shields. Moves it left-hand side to Craw. Back to Shields. Near the center circle, Safiri. Safiri, left wing side to Jordan. Jordan moves it right over to Cooper. Cooper gets it out top. Safiri. Safiri, 20 feet from the basket. Now backs it up. Moves it right wing side to Jordan Cooper. Cooper, oh, may have got away with a walk, but no whistle. Now on the right wing side, Quincy Shields. Shields into the lane. Does a little hop. Goes to the basket. Lays it up and in. And Quincy Shields, averaging more than 18 per game, gets Green Bay East on the board with 8 minutes even to go in the first half. And the Warriors up 18-2. With it out top is Kharji Cooper. Now with it is Phelps. Phelps right wing side, Jackson Riley. Riley between the circles. Gives it off to Marcus McDonald. Now left wing side, Brady Phelps. Brady will dribble his way near the top of the key. Moves it on the right wing side to Marcus McDonald. Marcus working the left-handed dribble. Now rotated left wing side, Kharji Cooper. Kharji back out top to Riley. Right wing side to Phelps. Phelps 22 feet from the basket. Dribbles with the left hand. Now swings it out top. Taken there by McDonald. Now left wing side to Jackson Riley. Into the lane, Phelps. Kicks it back out top. Top of the key, Federici. Federici will move it right to Kharji Cooper. Patient half court set here for the Warriors. Kharji into the lane. Drops it down low, Federici. Good ball fake. Lays it up and in. Good pass by Kharji Cooper. And a good ball fake by Nico Federici. Got the defender up and then let him go by and laid it up and in. 20-2 Wausau West. Right wing side, Jeremiah Jordan. Rotated left wing side, Matuta Safiri. Safiri looking to penetrate. Safiri into lane. He draws the contact, hits the shot, and he'll have a chance for a three-point play. So Matuta Safiri will get a chance to complete a three-point play. First, Bennett Mattson will come back into the game, replacing Brady Phelps. Safiri averaging 7.7 points per game for the Red Devils. Free throw is good. 20-5. And Griffin Lang back in as well for the Warriors, and getting a first break of the night is Kharji Cooper. Kharji has 4 points. 6:52 to go first half. A first half carried by the Warriors. They lead 20-5. Warriors had a stretch of three straight Wisconsin Valley Conference games before this. They fell to D.C. Everest, one at Wausau East, and then fell at Marshfield. And now a pair of non-conference games before getting back into the league next Friday night in Merrill.
Out top, Federici, left wing side, Jackson riding. Good feed to Bennett Mattson. Great position by Bennett on the left block. The ball was fed in the right spot by Riley, turned into an easy layup for Bennett Mattson. He has 4 points, 22-5, Wausau West. Right wing side with it is Shields. Quincy Shields gets it back off to Safiri. Safiri looking to penetrate, stopped at the right block. His pass deflected and saved. Getting a hand on it was Federici, and then the steal as well for Nico Federici. Out top with it is Lang. Open look for three. It came up short. Federici with the rebound. Put back is no good. And now the board is controlled by Green Bay East and Jordan Cooper. On the left wing side, Safiri. Pass inside to Shields. Turns, lays it up and in. Good position and a quick layup by Quincy Shields near the left block. 22-7 Warriors. 4 points for Shields. 5:38 to go in the first half. On the right wing side, Marcus McDonald. At the right elbow is Nico Federici. Now inside, posting up is Mattson. Mattson, little ball fake. Now goes up from five, a little bit strong, no good. And the rebound cleared by Lekevian Gonigan for Green Bay East. Back into the forecourt again come the Red Devils. 17-footer by Safiri is good. No hesitation into the front court from Matuta Safiri. He has a team high five in Green Bay East to within 13. 22-9. On the right wing side, Bennett Mattson. Posting up now is Griffin Lang. Lang in the right corner. Lang dribbles with the left hand. Out top, Nico Federici. Three-pointer. Too strong. Rebound is grabbed now by Gonigan. And hands to the head for Coach Nate Lemons. Right. After that 18-0 start, it's been a little slow here for the Warriors. Now with it again is Safiri. Safiri to the basket. Lays it up. No good. Weak side rebound is grabbed by Griffin Lang. Lang, left-hand side, Jackson Riley. He'll try a three. Off the mark, rebound tipped up. It goes out of bounds off of Green Bay East, and the ball will stay with the Warriors. Miles Waldvogel will come into the game for the Warriors, replacing Jackson Riley. Inbounding it is Griffin Lang. Lang looks. Cutting to the basket is Bennett Mattson. He bobbles it, saves it, gets it back out top. With it is Federici. Moves it right wing side, Griffin Lang. Lang looking to penetrate. Lang to the right block. Lang, a little fade away from five, a little bit strong, no good. Rebound grabbed by Gonigan for Green Bay East. Back up court come the Red Devils. Left wing side, Quincy Shields. Shields pulls up from 17. Off the backboard, no good. Rebound Griffin Lang for the Warriors. Lang up the right-hand side. Lang. Gives it off to Bennett Mattson. Mattson dribble penetrates into the lane. Right block. Mattson goes up. No good from four. And the rebound's grabbed again by Green Bay East. Pushing up court is Shields. Shields pulls up from seven and hits the shot. Quincy Shields now at six and an 11-3 run for Green Bay East. It's now 22-11 Wausau West. 3:40 to go in the first half. Wausau West back into the front court. Looking baseline is Bennett Mattson. Nowhere to go. Mattson looks down low. Good feed to Federici. Federici underneath, up with the right hand. No good. Rebound is cleared by Gonigan. Warriors have gone cold from the field. Back up court with it is Safiri. Safiri into the lane. Safiri up from 10. Little bit strong. No good. Rebound Miles Waldvogel. Waldvogel back up court for West. Waldvogel hits the cutter. Lang. Lang to the basket. Lays it up and in. Nice left-handed finish for Griffin Lang. Good transition, led by Waldvogel. 7 points now for Griffin Lang. 24-11 Warriors, 3 minutes to go in the half. Into the lane, with it is Jordan. Jordan lost it, gets it back at the right block. Gets double teamed, now kicks it back outside. With it is Cooper. Cooper inside, Cooper to the basket. He'll be bumped, he'll be fouled. And an inbounds play coming up for Green Bay East. Neither team in any kind of foul difficulty. That is the first foul on Griffin Lang, number four on the team. Karji Cooper back in for West, replacing Nico Federici. So Green Bay East will inbound on the baseline under their offensive basket. Quincy Shields will do the duties for the Red Devils. Moves it right-hand side to Gonigan. Gonigan gets it out top, Safiri. Moves it left to Cooper, back to Safiri between the circles. Man-to-man defense for Wausau West. Around the screen, Safiri to the right wing. Safiri gets doubled. Drops it down low to Gonigan. Gonigan to the hole. Misses the shot. Rebounds grabbed by Marcus McDonald. McDonald back up court now for West. Left wing side, Lang. Open for a three. Hits it. Griffin Lang, nothing but net from 20 feet away. Griffin in double digits has 10 points, his second three-pointer, and the Warrior lead back to 16, 27-11, 2:15 in the half. Left corner, Jeremiah Jordan. Jordan, 22 feet from the basket. On the wing, Quincy Shields. Shields' pass is kicked aside by Karji Cooper, and the ball will stay with Green Bay East. Checking back in is DJ Gordon for Green Bay East, replacing LeKevian Gonigan. Red Devils will inbound it on the far sideline. At the timeline, Matula Safiri. Safiri, left wing side to Shields. Shields dribbles 23 feet from the basket, back between the circles, Safiri. Safiri takes an extra step, and I was going to say got away with it, but no, he did not. Whistle blows, traveling violation, and the ball back to the Warriors. The Warriors trying to match or maybe even take their biggest lead of the game. They led 18-0. Now it's a 16-point lead, 27-11. 1:52 to go in the first half. Left-hand side, McDonald. Left corner, Bennett Mattson for three. Little bit strong, no good. Rebound is grabbed by Safiri. Safiri pushes. Headed, poked away, stolen by Lang. Now a two-on-one for the Warriors. McDonald to the basket, lays it up, no good. The defender left him alone, and Marcus will hit that 99 out of 100 times, but that was the 100th, and the rebound grabbed by Green Bay East, and then a walk is called on Safiri again as he tried to go baseline to the basket. I think Marcus McDonald on that last play was surprised the defender did not come and challenge the shot, and that may have thrown him off more than anything. So the Warriors get it back with a minute 25 to go, leading 25-11. I should say 27-11. Out top with it is Griffin Lang. Lang moves it left wing side, Marcus McDonald. McDonald on the dribble. Stops, passes off to Karji Cooper. Cooper back to Marcus McDonald. Now Cooper, right wing. Cooper, 23 feet from the basket. Inside Lang. Lang up with the left hand. Rolls off, no good. Rebound tipped and grabbed by Safiri for Green Bay East. Back into the front court come the Red Devils. Right wing side, Quincy Shields. Gives it back to DJ Gordon. Gordon, 21 feet from the basket. Safiri back inside, Jordan. Jordan goes to the basket, lays it up and in. Jeremiah Jordan with his first points of the game. 27-13, Wausau West. 37 seconds to go in the first half. Warriors, left wing side, Lang, posting up is Mattson. Mattson looking baseline. Mattson stops, kicks it back out top. Marcus McDonald, right wing side to Lang. Lang, three-pointer is no good. Rebound to DJ Gordon for Green Bay East. Gordon back into the front court for the Red Devils. Trying to penetrate, kicks it back off to Shields. Takes it, Shields on the left wing, backs it up 30 feet from the basket. Now Safiri. Safiri down to 7 seconds in the half. Safiri out top Shields. Shields, 19-foot jumper, short, no good. Rebound, Karji Cooper, heave at the buzzer, is off the backboard, no good, as the first half comes to an end. 27-13, Wausau West over Green Bay East. We'll come back, look at the scoring of this first half, look ahead at our broadcast schedule and more during our halftime intermission. Again, it is Wausau West 27, Green Bay East 13. This is Wausau West Warrior High School Boys Basketball on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app.
What's your idea of winter fun? It's hitting the trails after a fresh snowfall and you're thinking new snowmobile. It's time to call CCU. That's Clover Belt Credit Union, the leader in financing fun. If you're thinking new four-wheel drive vehicle to get you to the downhill slopes or the cross-country trails, it's time to call CCU. That's Clover Belt Credit Union, the leader in financing fun. Quick, easy loan applications, friendly lenders, and great rates make CCU the lending leader in financing fun. If your idea of winter fun isn't in the snow, maybe hitting the highway in a new motorhome is the way to go. Just give CCU a call. Financing for motorhomes and winter getaways. When you think fun, think Clover Belt Credit Union. What are you waiting for? Life's too short and winter's too long. Call CCU for your great rate financing. Dial 715-842-5693 or apply online or from your smartphone. That's Clover Belt Credit Union. Local lenders lending local money, keeping our community strong.
Hungry for flavor-packed fun?
Dive into Red Robin's sizzling burgers, mouth-watering fries, and endless options.
Or maybe you're craving the perfect slice.
Then it's Donato's Pizza, your passport to pizza perfection.
Order now and treat yourself to an unforgettable taste experience.
Red Robin and Donato's Pizza, 2255 48 Rib Mountain Drive in Wausau.
Call 715-301-0019 or log on redrobin.com.
Red Robin and Donato's Pizza.
Yum. For more than 60 years, Sun Printing has been Central Wisconsin's commercial printer of choice due to their commitment to quality, creative solutions, and dedicated service. Sun Printing's team offers you a wide spectrum of services, whether you need vehicle graphics, offset, digital, large format, graphic design, or mailing. They print everything under the sun. No project is too big or too small, so give Sun Printing a call at 845-4911 or visit them online at sunprinting.com.
A look at weekend hoops action, plus the Wisconsin Dairy Athlete of the Month is featured. I'm Travis Wilson, and this is a WisSports.net Minute brought to you by Just a Game Fieldhouse and Wisconsin Dells. More high school sports news after this. You may have heard of Just a Game Fieldhouse in Wisconsin Dells, one of the country's premier destinations for youth sports and events, but did you know that Just a Game does so much more? Just a Game also delivers end-to-end apparel, equipment, and event solutions. With their state-of-the-art screen printing and embroidery facility, they can help with branding for your team and business items, including uniforms, apparel, and more. Just a Game also offers digital services that include a cashless digital platform and event live streaming. Just a Game has also added a second brand-new facility in Reedsburg. Find more information at justagame.com. This is a big weekend for high school basketball, including the return of one of the top events on the calendar every year, the Midwest Players Classic at the La Crosse Center. It's expanded to 15 games in a two-day format, featuring some of the top teams and players not only in Wisconsin, but Iowa and Minnesota as well. Among the highlight games on Friday is Rice Lake squaring off with a Stuartville, Minnesota team ranked in the top 10 in the Gopher State. On Saturday, freshly minted D2 top-ranked Mount Horeb will have a tough one against perennial Minnesota power Caledonia. Eau Claire Memorial will battle a very good Linmar, Iowa squad later in the day, while unbeaten Wisconsin Lutheran faces off against highly regarded Breck, Minnesota. Get the full schedule as well as ticket and streaming information at wisports.net. In girls basketball action later this week, there's a big one in the Woodland as D2 4th-ranked Pius will travel to Division 1 4th-ranked Pewaukee. That same night, a top 10 battle in Division 3 finds 9th-ranked Winneconne hosting 2nd-ranked Kettle Moraine Lutheran. We're happy to announce the Wisconsin Dairy Athlete of the Month for January, Mondovi Jr. Carter Heike, a fifth-generation family farmer who excels in football and baseball. You can read Carter's full profile over at wisports.net. This has been a wisports.net Minute. Check us out online at wisports.net.
Chad Holmes back again from the Wausau West High School Fieldhouse. It is halftime of this non-conference boys basketball matchup, and the Wausau West Warriors lead the Green Bay East Red Devils by a score of 27-13. The Warriors came out, took an 18-0 lead in the first 10 minutes of this game. Green Bay East got it as close as 11. The Warriors then stretched it back to 16, and it's 14 points at the intermission. Taking a look at the scoring of the first half, for Green Bay East, just three players scored. It was Quincy Shields with 6 points. He had 3 2-point field goals. Also for Green Bay East, Matuda Safiri had 5 points. He had 2 field goals and was 1 out of 1 at the free throw line.
and 2 points on one basket for Jeremiah Jordan. 6 2-pointers, no three-pointers, and 1 out of 1 at the free throw line for Green Bay East in the first half of play. For Wausau West, 10 points for Griffin Lang. He had a pair of 3-point field goals and a pair of 2-point field goals. 6 points for Nico Federici. He had a pair of 2-pointers and 2 for 2 at the free throw line. Pair of baskets for 4 points for Karji Cooper. Pair of baskets for 4 points for Bennett Mattson. 3 points for Marcus McDonald, 1 basket and 1 for 1 at the free throw line. 9 2-pointers, 2 3-pointers, and 3 out of 3 from the free throw line for Wausau West. Our next Wausau West boys basketball broadcast will come up next Friday night. Warriors travel to Merrill, take on the Blue Jays. We'll be at the Merrill High School Fieldhouse, starting with the pregame show at 7 and the opening tip at 7:15. That's Wausau West and Merrill next Friday night, right here on 98.9 WXCO, WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Tomorrow we have high school hockey. The Central Wisconsin Storm taking on the Lakeshore Lightning. I'll be making the trek down to southeast Wisconsin. We'll have live coverage of that one. 1:30 for the pregame, 1:45 for the opening faceoff. Again, right here on 98.9 WXCO, WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. 27-13 Wausau West over Green Bay East. We'll take a quick timeout and then have the start of the second half coming up next. This is Warrior Boys Basketball on 98.9 WXCO.
Looking for the best in website design and digital marketing? Look no further than Coast to Coast Marketing, Central Wisconsin's number one choice. We're not just about building great websites, we're about building our community too. That's why for every website you purchase, we'll donate 10% of the sale to the school of your choice. Imagine growing your business while giving back to local schools. It's a win-win. Visit c2cmarketing.com or call 715-379-7460 today and make a difference with your business and your community.
Thanks to the Wausau West Athletic Department for their continued support of our broadcast of Wausau West Warrior Athletics on Bow Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. Thanks for listening to our broadcast on the radio, but we want to see you out and about cheering on Wausau West student athletes in action. To find out your next opportunity to see the Warriors, go to wisconsinvalleyconference.org and click on Wausau West.
WXCO 1230 AM, W255 DN Wausau, streaming at BullFallsRadio.com.
Start of the second half here from the Wausau West High School Fieldhouse. It is Wausau West 27, Green Bay East 13. 10 points for Griffin Lang to lead West. 6 points for Quincy Shields to pace Green Bay East. Warriors have the basketball, and the second half is underway. Between the circles, Bennett Mattson. Mattson moves it right wing side, Lang. Griffin Lang still about 35 feet from the basket. Moves it right wing side back to Mattson in front of the Wausau West bench. Now rotated left wing, Marcus McDonald. McDonald dribbles his way between the circles. Ball moved to Karji Cooper on the right wing. Patient half-court set on this first possession for the Warriors. Nico Federici just right at the top of the key. Now a pass in, right block with his Cooper. Cooper a ball fake. Ball stripped from behind. Tipped up once, tipped up twice, and then grabbed by Jeremiah Jordan for Green Bay East. Jordan moves it on the right-hand side. Jordan Cooper. Cooper hands it off. Safiri. Safiri will back it up 30 feet from the basket. Warriors in a half-court trap zone. Again, looks like a 1-3-1. Now in the right corner. With it is Gonigan, and a whistle and an offensive foul, I think. Yep, an offensive foul will be called on Green Bay East. Actually, Jordan Cooper, 31, not 34. So Cooper with the foul, his first foul on Green Bay East in the second half. Warriors back into the front court. Left wing side, Griffin Lang, 25 feet from the basket. Lang dribbles with the right hand, moves it over to Bennett Mattson. Mattson looking baseline. Mattson loses his balance and tried to save the ball and throws it into the backcourt. Violation on the Warriors, turnover on Wausau West, and the ball back over to Green Bay East. Green Bay East will inbound on the far sideline. Taken on the wing, right-hand side by Matula Safiri. Safiri, 25 feet from the basket, dribbles. Again, the Warriors trying to trap in the half court. Bounce pass out top, Jordan Cooper. Cooper between the circles. Cooper holds it. Now here comes the pressure from Cooper. I should say Karji Cooper against Jordan Cooper. Now pass, deep left corner, and it's picked off. Grabbed by McDonald. Pass ahead to Karji Cooper. He will slam it down. Karji Cooper with his third field goal has 6 points, and the Warriors make it 29-13. Left wing side, Quincy Shields goes up for a three. Off the mark, no good. Rebound grabbed by Jordan Cooper. Now into lane, stripped away from Safiri. Warriors, a fast break again. Ooh! And going up for the jam and getting pushed from behind was Karji Cooper. And you hold your breath for a moment, because when you go up like that, you're very vulnerable. And it was not a big hard push, but it doesn't take much for you to end up on your back. But fortunately, Karji, great body control, was able to come down. He was fouled. He did not get the dunk, and he'll get a couple of free throws. Second foul on Jordan Cooper. Free throw is off to the left and no good. Brant Craw coming into the game here for the Red Devils. One more free throw now for Karji Cooper. Second free throw rattles out, no good. Rebounds grabbed by Jordan Cooper. Remains 29-13. Long pass ahead, picked off by Marcus McDonald. McDonald now dribbles up court. Moves it right wing side to Cooper. Cooper into lane. McDonald, good look to Federici. Lays it up. Yes, and a foul. Nice little pass inside from Marcus McDonald to Federici. Marcus could have went up for that shot, but instead he was very unselfish. Gave it to Nico, who now has a chance for a three-point play. DJ Gordon in for Green Bay East, replacing Matula Safiri. And the free throw is no good. Rebound tipped, grabbed by Lang in the left-hand corner. Now with his Mattson. Mattson in the hole, misses the shot. Rebounds grabbed by Federici. Federici is blocked as getting a hand on it was Gordon. So back up court now, Green Bay East, and a bad pass to the left wing side. Well over the head of Jeremiah Jordan and out of bounds. 31-13, 18-point lead, matches the biggest of the evening for Wausau West. 15:35 to go in the game. Exciting time of the year as we get towards the second half of January. The conference races start to heat up, whether it's in basketball or hockey. You start to see the end of the line in terms of the regular season. You start to see where you have just a few weeks to make impressions for the seeding. Left wing three-pointer, no good by Bennett Mattson. Rebound is grabbed by Jordan. Jeremiah Jordan going to the basket. He will be fouled. And I think they're going to give him the shot. I thought maybe it was before the shot attempt. So free throws coming up for Jeremiah Jordan. But as I was saying, we're about a month away from the start of hockey playoffs. The girls' basketball playoffs begin a week after that. And then the boys' basketball playoffs yet another week after that. Free throw is back bracketed. No good by Jordan. Boy, both teams having trouble at the line here in the second half. Wausau West 0-3 at the stripe and now 0-1 for Green Bay East. But there's a made free throw from Jeremiah Jordan. First point of the half for Green Bay East makes it 31-14 Warriors, 15-13 to go. Wausau West back into the front court. Right wing side, Karji Cooper hits the cutter lane. Lane to the hole and a big block by Quincy Shields. Good defensive play by Shields. Takes away what looked to be an easy layup. Baseline move, going to the basket, laid up and in by Jeremiah Jordan. So three and a half, five in the game for Jeremiah Jordan. 31-16 Wausau West, 14:49 to go in the game. Federici near the right block. Federici, nice little move, but he misses the banker. Oh, made a good move, faked inside, then went baseline, had a good easy shot, but now here comes Cooper again, and Jeremiah Cooper lays it up, gets the basket, and draws a foul and has a chance for a three-point play. I should say Jeremiah Jordan. So a bit of a run here for Green Bay East. 5-0 run pending the free throw. And the free throw is good, so a 6-0 run. It's been a 6-0 run for Jeremiah Jordan. All six of the points. And it's back to a 12-point game, 31-19, 14:37 to go. Kharji Cooper will bring it up court for the Warriors. Crosses the timeline. Hands it off Lang. Lang right wing side, Bennett Mattson. Mattson dribbles between the circles. Gives it off to Griffin Lang. Lang back on the right wing side. Cooper, he'll try a three-pointer. Hits it! 22-footer for Kharji Cooper. 9 points for Cooper. Stops that run for Green Bay East. Makes it 34-19 Warriors. Left wing side, Safiri. Deep left corner, Shields. Shields back on the wing, Safiri. Warriors remain in a zone. Bounce pass, right hand side, Jordan. Jordan gets doubled. Pass, tipped away and stolen. It's going to be an easy, oh, missing the dunk is Mattson, but there to grab the rebound is Kharji Cooper for the layup. Fortunately for the Warriors, there's nobody but Kharji following up, as Bennett knew he had nobody around him. Tried for the dunk, but didn't quite have enough of the, trying to save it from going out of bounds was Bennett Mattson, but really all you have to do is let it go out of bounds. And shaken up on the play is Matuta Safiri for Green Bay East. The ball went between his legs. It was going out of bounds, but not realizing it was off of Green Bay East was Bennett Mattson, so he made a headfirst dive to keep the ball in bounds, but it goes out off of Wausau West. So the ball will be inbounded by Green Bay East, and it looks like a substitution as DJ Gordon will come in, and after being shaken up, Safiri will take a seat. Inbounded by Green Bay East. 36-19 Warriors on the left-hand side. Deep left corner. Three-pointer is good by Quincy Shields. 36-22 Warriors, 13:13 to go. Right wing side, Bennett Mattson. Bennett between the circles. Bennett hits the cutter, not able to handle it. Was Griffin Lang, and it goes out of bounds. You know the coach has got to be a little frustrated. You start off 18-0, and then all of a sudden, not been quite as sharp. Not been able to really put this one away. 36-22. With it out top, now is Shields. Moves it right wing side, DJ Gordon. Gordon, it tipped away by Lang, out of bounds. So Green Bay East will inbound it on the far sideline. Taken on the right wing side by Shields. 25 feet from the hole. Shields turns the corner, moves it left-hand side. With it is Gordon. Gordon looked inside, could not connect on that pass with Jeremiah Jordan. Goes off Jordan's fingers and out of bounds. So the ball turned over again to the Warriors. Turnovers has been a major thorn in the side of Green Bay East here tonight. So now the Warriors will bring it back up court. Miles Wahlvogel moves it right wing side to Kharji Cooper. Kharji on the right wing. Kharji will now back it up about 35 feet from the hole. Swings it left back to Wahlvogel. Wahlvogel moves it near side. Griffin Lang. Lang holds it 30 feet from the basket. Back out top. Bennett Mattson left wing side to Cooper. Now with his Miles Wahlvogel. Wahlvogel dribbles his way to the right wing. Wahlvogel now backs it up 20 feet from the basket. In the right corner, Bennett Mattson. Mattson on the dribble. Mattson looking inside. With it is Griffin Lang. Lang, bounce pass on the right wing. Three-pointer now for Bennett Mattson. It is a little bit strong, no good. Fight for the rebound. Bringing it down was Jeremiah Jordan, and he'll be fouled. Miles Wahlvogel called for the foul. Number one on him, number three on the team. 12 minutes even to go, 36-22, Wausau West. Back up court comes Green Bay East, crossing the timeline, Safiri. Safiri gets it over to Jordan. Jordan, and a little hop. He shuffled the feet as he tried to decide where to put that basketball. He faked right, then looked left before he released it. Did a little jig, lifted that pivot foot, and that is a travel and a turnover. Into the front court. With it are the Warriors. Right wing side, Kharji Cooper hits the cutter. Lang. Lang. 10 feet from the basket. Out top. Federici up for three. Came up short. Rebound. Grabbed by Brady Phelps. Phelps misses the putback. Fight for the rebound, and a foul will be called. And it's going to be on Green Bay East. And it's going to be free throws for Miles Wahlvogel. The Warriors hitting the offensive boards. Jeremiah Jordan called for his first and team foul number four. Thanks to our sponsors of Wausau West Warrior High School boys basketball, including the Cloverbelt Credit Union. Cloverbelt Credit Union since 1936, local lenders lending local money, keeping our community strong. Great rate financing for cars, trucks, wrecked vehicles, and mortgages. Info at ccuwausau.com. 1-for-2 trip at the free throw line for Miles Wahlvogel. Rebound is grabbed by Green Bay East. 37-22, 15-point lead for the Warriors. Out top, Jeremiah Jordan. His pass deflected, picked up, not able to hold on to it, was Brady Phelps, and the ball will stay with Green Bay East. Again, not taking great care of the basketball tonight has been Green Bay East, but they will have another chance. Inbounded near the timeline, Matula Safiri. Safiri, again, Warriors sticking with his half-court trap. Safiri now needs some help. Moves it right wing side. Taken there by DJ Gordon. Now into the corner. Going baseline. Stripped was Jeremiah Jordan, and the ball goes out of bounds. Good hands down low. I think that was Wahlvogel. And Green Bay East will maintain possession. Quincy Shields will inbound it. Moves it left wing side to Cooper. Out top, Brant Craw. Craw hands it off to Shields. He'll try a three. Off to the left, no good. Rebound is chased down in the far corner by Green Bay East, and then a tie-up with the arrow pointing towards the Red Devils. 10 minutes and 59 seconds to go in the game. 37-22, Wausau West. Quincy Shields will inbound on the baseline for Green Bay East. Now out top, taken by Safiri. Moves it left wing side to Shields. Shields now into the lane. Stopped, kicks it back out to Safiri. Safiri dribbles with the left hand, now into the lane, gets doubled, little fade away from six, too strong. Rebound is controlled by Miles Wahlvogel for West. Pass ahead, Lang. Lang ahead of the pack will lay it up and in. Running the court hard with Griffin Lang, and he's rewarded on that pass from Miles Wahlvogel. A dozen for Lang, 39-22, Wausau West. Out top with it is Safiri. Safiri, a bounce pass, taken by Cooper, moved into the right corner, faking the three of Shields. Back to Cooper on the right wing. Now Shields again in the right corner. Shields looking baseline. Goes to the hole. Moves it left wing side. Safiri. He'll try a three and hit it. That was a nice play by Quincy Shields. He went baseline. Did not force up the shot. Found a wide open Matula Safiri on the left wing who drains the three-pointer. He has eight. Makes it 39-25 Warriors. 10 minutes to go. Oh, a good pass. Hitting a cutting. Griffin laying down the lane. And Griffin gets the easy layup. Good ball movement away from the basketball by Griffin Lang. He gets another layup, and then Lang strips the ball away. Battle for it. Shields trying to dig it back out, and a tie-up between Shields and Federici. This time the arrow points towards Wausau West. 41-25 Warriors, 9:46 to go. Ever since that 18-0 start, the game has been pretty much sort of between 11 and 18 points. Neither team having a real big run. Warriors have not been able to further extend the advantage, but Green Bay East has not been able to put it into a position where I think Wausau West would feel some pressure should they get it to single digits. I would say it's been a comfortable lead for Wausau West for much of the evening. And now over the timeline comes Wahlvogel. Jackson Riley back in, moves it left wing side to Mattson. Mattson between the circles. Mattson back on the left wing side to Miles Wahlvogel. Wahlvogel near the top of the key. Right wing side, Bennett Mattson. Mattson dribbles his way. Now moves it right wing side to Phelps. Phelps hands it off, Wahlvogel. Wahlvogel left wing side, Jackson Riley. Riley works his way to the right wing side, taken there by Mattson. Mattson drops it down low, but not quite ready for it. Was Brady Phelps. Goes off his fingertips and out of bounds. So the ball goes back over to Green Bay East. 9:12 to go in the game, nearing the midway point of the second half. 41-25 Warriors. Into the forward court comes Safiri. Safiri near the top of the key. Safiri down the lane. Safiri up at the right-hander. No good. Rebound is tipped. Goes out of bounds off of Green Bay East. That time forcing it up as the 5'8" junior got into the lane. Tried to bank it, but it got nothing but backboard. Warriors left wing side, Jackson Riley. Riley back to Cooper. Cooper swings it right. Miles Wahlvogel. Back over left wing to Riley. Now with his Bennett Mattson 25 feet from the basket. Hits the cutter. Cooper bounces off his hands, but grabbed by Phelps. Back out top, Jackson Riley. Right wing side, Wahlvogel 23 feet from the hole. Dribbling with the left hand. Now works his way out top. Swings it left to Riley. Riley almost lost his balance. Hits the cutting Cooper. Then Cooper is fouled hard as he goes up for the shot. So Kargi Cooper will get an opportunity at the free throw line. Been a solid night again for Kargi Cooper. He has 11 points, 0 for 2 at the stripe. LeKevian Gonigan got called for his second foul, team foul number 5. Free throw is a little bit strong, no good. Well, Kargi not taking advantage at the line here in the second half. Second free throw, no good again. Rebound is grabbed by Jeremiah Jordan. Pushed up quickly, Jordan into the lane. Jordan runs right over Cooper, but no call. Rebound grabbed, laid up and in by Gonigan. Boy, thought there could have been a charge there. Missing the shot was Jeremiah Jordan, but there to pick up the rebound and get the layup is Gonigan for his first points. Still just a 14-point game. It felt like the whole game the West Warriors have been in control, but 41-27. Right wing side, with it is Bennett Mattson. Mattson in the lane, pulls up from 10, misses the shot. Rebound is grabbed by LeKevian Gonigan for Green Bay East. Into the forecourt, Jeremiah Jordan moves it right wing side to Quincy Shields. Shields, top of the key, drops it down low. Gonigan moves it right wing, with it is Shields. Shields will now dribble. Shields trying to work his way in, takes a hop, and they're going to bail him out with a foul. Boy, if he comes down, that would have been a walk. But little bump, so a foul coming up on the Warriors. Only the fourth team foul on Wausau West. Foul is called on Bennett Mattson, his second. They're not going to call that in the act of shooting, are they? Wow, that is truly an NBA-level continuation. That I have not seen a continuation like that in the high school game in a very long time. And Quincy Shields is going to get a pair of free throws for the Red Devils. Hits the first. Wow. That's a shocker. One more to come is, again, hanging around is Green Bay East. Second free throw good as well. Back to a 12-point game, 41-29, 7:38 to go. Into the front court, Miles Wahlvogel for the Warriors. Left wing side, Jackson Riley. Left corner, Bennett Mattson. Mattson in the lane. Mattson goes down. He gets bumped, and he'll be fouled. Oh, no, they called a walk. A travel on Bennett Mattson. So no foul. Bennett can't believe it. And now Green Bay East has a chance, if they get a three-point play, to get back to single digits for the first time tonight. Well, since it was 8-0, it started 18-0, and then bobbling it, but grabbing it back is Jeremiah Jordan. Into the lane, goes to the basket, missed the shot. Rebound is grabbed by the Warriors. Marcus McDonald. McDonald into the lane. McDonald to the hole. McDonald lays it up, no good, but he'll be fouled. And Marcus McDonald will get an opportunity at the free throw line. Number 3 on Jordan Cooper, number 6 on the Red Devils. So Marcus McDonald who has 3 points in the game. Left-handed shooter, nothing but net. 2 for 2 at the stripe so far tonight. 6 foot senior, multi-sport standout for Wausau West. One more free throw to come. Second free throw, back bracket no good. Rebound is grabbed by Safiri. Safiri into the forecourt. Safiri trying to force his way to the basket, now backs it up. Safiri stops his dribble, passes down low, Gonigan. Gonigan back to Safiri. Safiri goes baseline. Safiri will be bumped and he'll be fouled. 42-29 Warriors, 6:55 to go. Number 2 on Jackson Riley, number 5 on the team. So now an inbounds play coming up. Right-hand side, Gonigan. Gonigan gets it out top. Safiri. Safiri near the top of the key. Swings it off to Shields. Quincy Shields. Three-pointer is off the front iron. No good. Rebounds grabbed by Karzy Cooper. Pass ahead. Tipped away, but grabbing it on the left-hand side is Walvogel. Back to Cooper. Cooper tried to drop it down to Phelps. Turned over. Back up court. With it is Shields. Shields into the lane. Shields to the hole. Shields lays it up and in. Quincy Shields, 7.5, 13 in the game. 42-31, as close as Green Bay East has been tonight. Left-hand side, with it is Marcus McDonald, out top. Waldvogel, right wing side, Cooper, 22 feet from the basket. His pass deflected, but grabbing it is Phelps. Phelps into the lane, Phelps to the hole, Phelps will miss the shot. Phelps gets his own rebound! Put back is no good. Rebound tipped up twice and grabbed by Gonigan. Long pass ahead, with it is Shields to the basket, lays it up and in, and it's now a single-digit game. 42-33, 5:50 to go. Over the timeline comes Wausau West. Three-pointer for Jackson Riley is back bracketed, no good. Rebound tipped, saved by the Warriors and McDonald. Riley again gets it to McDonald. McDonald dribbles, stopped on the right wing, 15 feet from the basket. Kicks it back out top, Miles Walvogel. Right wing side, McDonald. Looking for the cutter. Good grab by Karzy Cooper. Reverse layup is no good. Rebounds grabbed by Jeremiah Jordan and a timeout called by Green Bay East. 5:26 to go. 42-33 Warriors. Back in a moment here on 98.9 WXCO.
What's your idea of winter fun? It's hitting the trails after a fresh snowfall and you're thinking new snowmobile. It's time to call CCU. That's Clover Belt Credit Union, the leader in financing fun. If you're thinking new four-wheel drive vehicle to get you to the downhill slopes or the cross-country trails, it's time to call CCU. That's Clover Belt Credit Union, the leader in financing fun. Quick, easy loan applications, friendly lenders, and great rates make CCU the lending leader in financing fun. If your idea of winter fun isn't in the snow, maybe hitting the highway in a new motorhome is the way to go. Just give CCU a call. Financing for motorhomes and winter getaways. When you think fun, think Clover Belt Credit Union. What are you waiting for? Life's too short and winter's too long. Call CCU for your great rate financing. Dial 715-842-5693 or apply online or from your smartphone. That's Clover Belt Credit Union. Local lenders lending local money, keeping our community strong.
Well, Green Bay East has made it somewhat interesting here coming down the stretch. Again, the Warriors came out red hot. They took an 18-0 lead. They led by double digits the entire game until just a few moments ago when Green Bay East got to within 9 at 42-33. Now, still 42-33, and Green Bay East has the basketball. With it out top is Safiri. Safiri swings it on the right. Shields lost his balance, lost the ball, but picked up on the right-hand side by Jordan Cooper. Between the circles, Safiri. Safiri dribbles with the right hand. Safiri now moves his way left wing. Safiri 20 feet from the basket. And now a whistle and an offensive foul away from the basketball. That is a big call as Green Bay East was trying to make it a 7 or even a 6-point game. Still 5:03 on the clock. Lekevian Gonigan gets called for his third. Next foul, Warriors will be in the foul in the bonus, so Wausau West in the bonus for the rest of the game. West into the forecourt. Miles Walvogel moved left wing side, Griffin Lang. Lang between the circles. Back on the wing. Taken there by Miles Wahlvogel. Wahlvogel hits the cutter McDonald. McDonald got bumped, and there's a foul. The first bump was not called. The second bump was. Quincy Shields call for his first. Free throw is good. Big front end of the 1-1 for Marcus McDonald. His fifth point of the game. Don't forget tomorrow, Central Wisconsin Storm Hockey against the Lakeshore Lightning, 1:30 airtime from Southeast Wisconsin. 2-for-2 trip. Back to an 11-point lead for the Warriors, 44-33, 4:40 to go. Green Bay East, left wing side, Safiri. Safiri, 20 feet from the basket, now works his way into the lane, kicks it right wing side, Shields. Shields could not get the shot off. Good defense by Miles Wahlvogel. Back to Safiri. Safiri between the circles. Safiri still dribbles. Safiri gets it back out top. Shields. Shields, 22 feet from the basket. Back between the circles, Safiri. Safiri fakes the three. Right wing, open three for Jordan Cooper. No good. Big miss that time. Rebounds grabbed by Griffin Lang. Back up court, Marcus McDonald. Looks inside. With it is Federici. Federici up with the left hand. No good. Boy, looks like some contact, but no whistle. Back up court. Right wing side, Shields. Up for a three. Back bracket, no good. Long rebound grabbed by Marcus McDonald. McDonald to the basket. McDonald misses the running layup. Rebound is grabbed by Jordan Cooper. Back up court comes Green Bay East. Right wing, Safiri. Safiri now penetrates and takes a hop and is called for traveling. Another turnover on Green Bay East, and the Warriors get it back. Bennett Mattson will come in now for the Warriors, replacing Marcus McDonald. 3:42 to go, 44-33, Wausau West. Warriors looking for their ninth win of the campaign against four losses. Back up court comes Griffin Lane. Moves it left. Bennett Mattson, 22 feet from the basket. Mattson back out top, Karji Cooper. Right wing side, Wahlvogel. Wahlvogel at the free throw line, Federici. Federici holds it. Federici now into the lane. Federici, a ball fake. Another ball fake. Lays it up and in. Nico Federici with a nice finish, showing good patience. 10 points for Federici. 46-33, Wausau West. Right wing side, Cooper. Jordan Cooper to the basket. Lays it up and in. Faked the three and then went to the basket. His first points, 46-35. 3 minutes even to go. Right wing side, Bennett Mattson for the Warriors. At the right elbow, Federici. Federici holds it. Now Federici again into the lane. Federici moves it left corner. Mattson, three-pointer, good! Bennett Mattson with the three-pointer. 49-35 Warriors, 2:40 to go. 7 points for Bennett Mattson. Left wing side, with it is Quincy Shields. Back out top, three-pointer for Safiri is no good. Rebound, Karji Cooper. Cooper back up court for the Warriors. Cooper into the lane. Cooper off the window, no good. Rebound tip grabbed by Wahlvogel. Now with his Lang. Lang going to the hole. Lang will be fouled. Misses the shot, but he'll get a couple of free throws. So after Green Bay East got it to within 9, 5 points in a row for the Warriors, and a chance for more at the line. Third foul called on Matuta Safiri. Free throw is up and in for Griffin Lang. 15, another Griffin Lang-type night. He just quietly always gets himself into the mid-double figures. 15, 17, consistent player. Second free throw is good as well. 51-35 Warriors, 2:19 to go. Quincy Shields into the front court. He looks to penetrate, stops, up off the window, good. Well, Shields is going to end up pretty close to a season average after a slow start. Has 17, averaging more than 18 per game. On the left-hand side, Bennett Mattson. Mattson at the free throw line, Federici. Federici again looking inside, moves it right wing to Lang. Lang to the free throw line. Good pass to Federici, who lays it up and in. Little pick and roll to the hole for Nico Federici. 6.5, 12 in the game. 53-37 Warriors, a minute 40 to go. Shields near the top of the key. Moves it left wing side. Safiri now into the lane. Stops. Kicks it out top. With it is Jordan Cooper. Cooper moves it right corner. With it is Shields. Shields baseline. Trying to drop it down low to Gonnigan. Goes out of bounds over to Wausau West. Matthew Heilman comes in for the Warriors, as does Will Butala. In the last couple of minutes of the game at West on Tuesday night, Heilman came in and scored 5 points. He had a three-pointer, had a couple of free throws in his limited action at the very end of the game. Very promising freshman for Wausau West. Left-hand side, Jackson Riley, 26 feet from the basket. Out top, Will Butala. Actually, that's Heilman. Heilman dribbles with the left hand, hands it off to Karji Cooper. Cooper still holds it between the circles, now looking to penetrate. Karji to the hole, lays it up, too hard. Rebound is grabbed by Lekevian Gonnigan for Green Bay East. Under a minute to go, 53-37 Warriors. Quincy Shields on the right wing, now drops it down low, trying to chase it down is Gonnigan, unable to do so, but it was tipped by the Warriors, and it goes out of bounds. So the Red Devils will inbound on the baseline. 49.5 seconds to go. Looking at Shields. Down low, Gonnigan tipped away and stolen. Grabbed by Lang. Here comes Griffin Lang. Lang into the lane. Lang to the hole. Left-handed layup. Nice finish by Griffin Lang. 18 for the Wausau West senior. Matching the biggest lead of the night. 55-37. Into the lane. Gordon. Gordon fades from seven. No good. Rebound. No good on the tap by Gonnigan. Back up court comes West. With it is Butala. Butala has it swatted away, but he'll be fouled. Gonnigan got the ball, but then on the follow-through, knocked down Will Butala, and Butala will get a chance at the stripe. So 23.9 seconds to go, and Will Butala will get a chance to get on the score sheet here for Wausau West. 6'1" junior. Free throw is a little bit strong, no good. Second free throw. Rolls down, lot of rim, nice soft touch. 56-37. Finally, the Warriors push that lead beyond 18. 18 seconds to go. Into the forecourt. With it is Shields. Shields going to the hole. Shields will bank it up. No good. Gonnigan fighting for the board. Still loose. Shields will pick it up. Shields will lay it up. No good. Rebound still fought for. Tipped out of bounds off of West. With 5.7 seconds to go. Shields will inbound. Gonnigan gets it back inside to Shields. Shields, little fade away from six. Rolls it down. And that will do it. 56-39, Wausau West over Green Bay East. We'll come back, look at the scoring, have a chance to talk to the coach during our post game as well. So the Warriors now 9-4, 56-39 over Green Bay East. Post game show is straight ahead here on 98.9 WXCO.
Thanks to the Wausau West Athletic Department for their continued support of our broadcast of Wausau West Warrior Athletics on Bow Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. Thanks for listening to our broadcast on the radio, but we want to see you out and about cheering on Wausau West student athletes in action. To find out your next opportunity to see the Warriors, go to wisconsinvalleyconference.org and click on Wausau West.
Hungry for flavor-packed fun?
Dive into Red Robin's sizzling burgers, mouth-watering fries, and endless options.
Or maybe you're craving the perfect slice.
Then it's Donato's Pizza, your passport to pizza perfection.
Order now and treat yourself to an unforgettable taste experience.
Red Robin and Donato's Pizza, 2255 48 Rib Mountain Drive in Wausau.
Call 715-301-0019 or log on redrobin.com.
Red Robin and Donato's Pizza.
Yum.
For more than 60 years, Sun Printing has been Central Wisconsin's commercial printer of choice due to their commitment to quality, creative solutions, and dedicated service. Sun Printing's team offers you a wide spectrum of services, whether you need vehicle graphics, offset, digital, large format, graphic design, or mailing. They print everything under the sun. No project is too big or too small, so give Sun Printing a call at 845-4911 or visit them online at sunprinting.com.
Looking for the best in website design and digital marketing? Look no further than Coast to Coast Marketing, Central Wisconsin's number one choice. We're not just about building great websites. We're about building our community, too. That's why, for every website you purchase, we'll donate 10% of the sale to the school of your choice. Imagine growing your business while giving back to local schools. It's a win-win. Visit c2cmarketing.com or call 715-379-7460 today and make a difference with your business and your community.
I'm Chad Holmes, joining former Newman Catholic head boys basketball coach Jeff Gress and myself every Wednesday from 6 till 8 p.m. for the Big High School Sports Show presented by K5 Construction on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Each week we'll recap the action in high school basketball and hockey and look ahead to the coming week's matchups. Plus, we'll have special guests. Each week, we'll have an opportunity to sit down with one of our area head coaches to find out more about their team and their program. And also, we'll be joined by one of our area student athletes each week. We'll talk about their sports, talk about school, and a whole bunch more as well. It's the Big High School Sports Show, presented by K5 Construction, every Wednesday night from 6 till 8 p.m. on 98.9 WXCO, BowFallsRadio.com. Mobile devices by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app.
Chad Holmes back again from the Wausau West High School Fieldhouse, where the Warriors defeat Green Bay East tonight by a score of 56-39. Joined now by the coach, Nate Lemons. Aren't you going to get on the table and do some autograph signing for the kids?
Nobody wants my autograph.
But, I guess, great start. Yeah. I imagine you liked the start. You came out, executed, especially defensively. You didn't give up a point for 10 minutes. And then it just sort of stood between 11 and 18 points the rest of the night. Yeah. It was sort of a lot of kind of in the mud the rest of the night, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's a good way to put it. Yeah, just, you know, we're not shooting the ball well. We're not offensively just, you could tell we were kind of going through the motions. And, you know, when you do things like that, sometimes shots that should go in don't because you're just not as locked in. These are tough games to play. We were, you know, we were off of school. They had finals. You know, I thought we came out well, and then it was just kind of – and we have struggled. I think it was kind of a resemblance of Marshfield as far as the missed shots almost become contagious and then just get sloppy on a couple easy ones, and they don't go in, and really had a chance to kind of break this open and make it really ugly.
In the case of the way you start when it's 18-0, in a sense, is that a double-edged sword in a way?
It is because, you know, you got to keep it up and you got to keep the mojo going and you got to keep the pedal to the metal because 18 points and they hadn't scored and we got complacent. You know, we got complacent and we just didn't execute and we've been talking about that. It was on the board. Just this is a team that sometimes complacency does set in and we don't execute and offensively can go through some pretty big lapses and slumps, and tonight was one of those. I just thought we were. I don't know the word to describe us offensively, but it wasn't good.
Lethargic.
Lethargic. That's a good word. You got the words. You have the words. Lethargic. Yeah, that's a great way to put it. And, you know, it was one of those nights. But we have to ramp back up here and really find our us offensively. I just don't think we're pushing the envelope quite the way we need to.
One thing, we've talked about this, I think, during the season. Teams are going to have to realize when Nico gets the ball at the free throw line that he's able to get to. It looks so easy up here. I mean, it's really, it's in a sense, it's a little baffling because Nico will be very patient.
Yep.
And then all of a sudden, it's almost like the defender expects him to move the ball to the cutter, and then he finds himself right at the rim. I thought that was something that worked, again, pretty well here
tonight.
Yeah,
and you can see how people guard it different. Then they started sagging off of him.
Yes.
You know, and in that case, he can shoot it. We could put Brady in there, and he can shoot it. But he's there. he's so good at, you know, understanding of who's how they guard him, and then, you know, the handoffs and stuff, and then, yeah, turning it. And he's just got to get a little more consistent finishing the basketball. You know, he gets that where he wants it, and then he doesn't finish maybe at the percentage that I know he's a competitor, the percentages he wants to. And but, yeah, he's a difference maker in that spot, and that's what makes it hard to guard. And then if you come up to guard him, then we can start getting you with some over-the-top stuff or ripping your baseline and things like that. But we're definitely not in sync offensively. We're just not looking for things. We're not attacking the way I'd like us to attack. I thought Marcus was good tonight. He hurt his ankle, but I thought he was really good as far as attacking and just kind of having that energy, especially early.
Yeah, absolutely. At this point of the year, this is a kind of an interesting point of the year where you've had a lot of water under the bridge, but now you can kind of see a lot of things. And the mentality of the season, winter sports is a long season. At this point, you have, again, a little bit of a conference break, and then you get back into it next Friday. But what's the mentality right now for you and your coaches in terms of trying to, again, set this team up for the kind of finish that you know they're capable of?
Well, I think it's, you know, getting us firing on all cylinders offensively, and we're not. And then continuing to keep our defensive intensity. I liked our 1-3-1 today as far as being able to mix it in. But it's plain and simple for this team. We have to be a more consistent offensive team as far as execution. You know, they're not selfish. Mm-hmm. They share the basketball. Mm-hmm. But just that execution piece, the ball has to go in the basket. You know, that one time out, I said, guys, I got nothing for you on the board. The only advice I have is let's take the ball and let's put it in the basket. We've thrown it at it enough.
Yep.
We got to put it in the basket. And that's on them a little bit. You know, that's on our kids saying, I got to step up, and I'm a shot maker, and I got to be a maker. I'm not just a shot taker, but I got to make it. And they will. They will. They continue to share the ball. I thought Brady came back. He's been sick. Came back and gave us some good minutes. But we just, right now, we don't have that focus. We don't have that physicality at the rim of just, I'm there, and I'm just going to put it in. And it seems simple, but it's not.
And I guess finally I'll say, it's always fun to see the young Warriors.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, at halftime, to see them from up here, to see them all covering that court, because knowing that a program is more than the varsity. It's about those young kids that we're going to see in the coming years, and it's going to come faster than we expect it to.
Yep.
But a night like tonight, and to see those kids and see your guys signing autographs, it's a great way to finish, isn't it?
Yeah, and, you know, we talked earlier about the schedule, you know, the 24 or 20 games, but I think this, too. We can't lose track of what high school basketball is about. It's about community. It's about building. You know, we build our program. We don't recruit. We build kids out of our community. You know, and it's special for me now. You know, I've been doing this a long time, but before I had kids, now I have kids, and now my kids are down there with jerseys on and running around. So for me, it's even more special. And just to see the way our players interact with these young guys, and this is what it's about. I want our youth looking up to these guys and wanting to be Kargi Cooper or Griffin Lang or Bennett Mattson. I want them to look at that instead of LeBron or whoever else they're watching. I want them to be Wausau West, you know, with some pride and be Warriors and look forward to that and go home after this game's over and you know, you got the hoop on the back of the door. You go home and mom's telling you to go to bed and you're sneaking up a couple more shots. I know my son's going to do that. It's going to sound like the house is coming down. But that's what it's about. And so these are special nights. And we had a great turnout. We got a great group of youth coaches, guys that, you know, it's getting harder and harder to find youth coaches, but guys that are just willing to do it for the right reasons. And so we really like what we're building and what we've now consistently got down the pipeline. And then it's just, you know, getting the kids to continue to enjoy the moment that they're in and cherish the time that they have as high school basketball players. And
finally, everybody needs to know again, there's not a better deal than coming out and seeing a high school basketball game on a Tuesday or a Friday or whenever it may be. I try to sell that all the time.
Yeah.
That I tell you, there's no more fun than being out here with your friends, your neighbors, and the kids that are going to be the future of this community. And I'll finally say, and again, you've been way too patient tonight, you got a really good group of guys that know everybody should want to come here and cheer on this group.
Yeah.
And I think that's one of the things.
And too, when high school basketball is right, your stands are full. You know, because that means your community's bought in, and it doesn't matter what it is, basketball, hockey, football,
It could be a play. It's
about your community. Yes. It's about and that's what it is. And students coming out and just having pride, win, lose, whatever. You're cheering your team on. You know, again, I've said it before. I was fortunate to grow up where I grew up, and just thinking back to those, the atmosphere and the memories of all that, and that's what drives me to try to do it here. And so having an environment where you can tell when basketball and you can tell when high school sports is right, because these communities come out and support it.
One thing you probably would need to do here is lower the roof, because when you were playing in high school, you had a place that it got really loud.
Yeah, got
I remember
loud
going
there.
Up there. There's too much room up at the roof. We got to lower the roof a little bit. But no.
I like this gym. We can. It's a nice little bowl. I like the portables, and we can keep – every year I tell our ADs to scooch them a little closer to the court.
Yes.
It's fun
here. It really is.
What a great night. So our kids are enjoying it. It'll be a good thing. Hopefully these kids go to school and share their posters and –
Absolutely.
Just keep enjoying.
Well, stay warm this weekend. Yeah. Enjoy your weekend.
Yeah, hopefully we play Tuesday.
There you go.
All right,
Coach Nate Lemons. Let's take a look at the scoring of this one. First of all, for Green Bay East, 19 points. For Quincy Shields, he got off to a slow start. Everybody got off to a slow start for Green Bay East. 7 2-pointers, a 3-pointer, and 2 for 2 at the free throw line. Only player in double digits. 8 points for Matuta Safiri. He had a couple of 2-pointers, a 3-pointer, and 1 for 1 at the line. 8 points for Jeremiah Jordan, 3 2-pointers, 2 for 3 at the stripe. Jordan Cooper, a basket for 2 points, and Lekevian Ganigan, 1 basket for 2 points. 14 2-pointers, 2 3-pointers, and 5 of 6 at the free throw line for Green Bay East here tonight. For Wausau West, 3 players in double digits. 18 points for Griffin Lang. He had 5 2-pointers, a 3-pointer, and 2 for 2 at the free throw line. Nico Federici had 12 points. He had 5 2-pointers and 2 for 3 at the stripe. 11 points for Karji Cooper. He had 4 2-pointers, a 3-pointer, 0 for 4 at the free throw line. 7 points for Bennett Matson, a couple of 2-pointers and a 3-pointer. 6 points for Marcus McDonald. He had a 2-pointer and 4 for 5 at the stripe. 1 point for Miles Wallvogel, 1 for 2 at the free throw line. And Will Butala had 1 point. He was 1 for 2 at the stripe. 17 2-pointers, 3 3-pointers, and 10 of 18 at the free throw line for the Wausau West Warriors. It was 27-13 Wausau West at halftime. 56-39 is the final score. Thanks to all of our sponsors. Without whose help, we could not bring you Wausau West Warrior High School Boys Basketball here on 98.9 WXCO. And thanks to you for joining us. Our next Warrior Boys Basketball broadcast will be next Friday night. The Warriors in Merrill, Wisconsin Valley Conference met action against the Merrill Blue Jays. 7 o'clock airtime right here on 98.9 WXCO. And tomorrow we will have the Central Wisconsin Storm hockey team in action down in the Milwaukee area, taking on the Lakeshore Lightning. We'll be on the air at 1:30 for the pregame, and the opening faceoff will be at 1:45 tomorrow. So 1:30 airtime for the Storm against the Lakeshore Lightning. It's a long trek, so if you don't make it down there, you can tune in with us tomorrow here on 98.9. On 98.9 WXCO. And again, you can always check out our upcoming broadcast schedule by going to WXCO.fm, and you see all the action by different sports on that website. Warriors win it 56-39. I'm Chad Holmes. Thanks for joining us. Wausau West Warrior Basketball on 98.9 WXCO.
This has been Wausau West Warrior High School Sports on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Wausau West Sports has been brought to you by the Cloverbelt Credit Union, Red Robin Restaurants, Sun Printing, the Wausau West Athletic Department, and Coast to Coast Marketing. Thanks for joining us for Wausau West Warrior High School Sports on your home for the Warriors, 98.9 WXCO.